Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Do I have a room full today? Lots of important people are here from the Colorado State University Extension Office, El Paso County. Jonathan Vrabeck, director, is here. Jonathan, what's up?
How are you doing?
Doing great. Michael Lucero, family and consumer science agent, is here. Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
Emily Tobler. Tobler.
Tobler.
I knew it. It's just a skosh off. She's the 4-H youth development important person, plus you're over livestock, right, as well,
yes,
for the kids. Okay. And then she's famous here, I tell you, Michelle Ritchie, local food systems coordinator, produce safety coordinator. Michelle, hello.
Hey. Hi, Renee. Thanks for having us here.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so Jonathan, since you're the top guy in charge, we're going to start with you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, first, let's explain what the Colorado State University Extension Office is. A lot of folks may not know.
Well, our mission is to empower Coloradans to address important and emerging issues that might be coming up in their communities or in their lives using research-based, science-based, unbiased information for educational purposes in a non-credit format.
And it's the Colorado State University Extension Office has actually been around for quite some time, hasn't it?
Sure. In 1914, the government established passed the Smith and Lever Act, which established the extension program in cooperation with the land-grant universities and the United States Department of Agriculture. And so we've been around for a long time.
Yeah, and there's different offices all over the state, correct?
Yes, we have offices in just about every county in the state of Colorado.
That's incredible. And the office here in El Paso County, we were kind of talking earlier, you guys, and it is starting to grow very quickly, trying to keep up with the growing county.
Sure. We've expanded our staff. We have now two 4-H agents. Well, we're in the process of hiring a second one that'll be coming on. Expanded with formalized Michelle's programming, yeah, with local foods. We have a new horticulture agent coming on starting in October that we're excited about to expand and grow our Master Gardener program, which is very popular, as well as our family consumer science stuff that Mike will talk about.
Yeah.
And myself will have some agricultural programming as well.
That's incredible. Now, folks may be wondering, so what is the exact relationship? So you are directly a program of Colorado State University, correct, for the US alumni? Woo, woo. Sorry.
There we
Let's
go.
Hear it from the alumni. Woo, woo. There we go.
Yes. The land-grant university in each state, which is in Colorado, Colorado State University, they manage and administer the extension program to the rest of the state. The premise is to get that information, that research-based, unbiased information that the land-grant university does out to the general public and help them grow.
And that's how each different program works. And again, we're going to touch on the different programs. And you kind of touched, Jonathan, on the different programs, but it's vast. Right, the programs that are available through the Extension Office.
Yeah, we have a wide variety of programming, everything from food preservation and cottage foods to help folks that are selling foods out of their home and whatnot, as well as our youth development programming, agriculturally based programming, the horticulture to help people address any kind of issues in their home landscapes. It's a vast variety of things which these other folks here are going to talk about.
Right. And do you find that folks kind of learn about Colorado State University Extension like all the time? Like, wait, what? Yeah, because they may not be familiar with the programs that are and that they can tap into these incredible resources.
Yes, we're available to all. A lot of our programs have minimal costs involved with them. And we have this kind of our inside joke, which I keep telling people that I don't want to hear anymore because it's our own fault, is that we're the best kept secret around that, you know, people don't always know about us. And so we really try to do our best to get the information out so that the general public will know that we're available to them.
Absolutely. And the incredible resources. Okay. Since we have so much to talk about today, we have a ton to talk about. We're going to go ahead and take a break now. When we come back, we are going to start talking about some of the programs like the Family and Consumer Sciences. Michael.
Yes.
You're up next.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. We got more with the Colorado State University Extension Office, El Paso County. So many of them. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Okay. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. I am so excited to have from the Colorado State University Extension Office, El Paso County, room full here Director Jonathan Vrabeck is here. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
Michael Lucero, Family and Consumer Science Agent, is here. Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
Emily Tobler. We did it. 4-H Youth Development and Livestock Manager. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Michelle Ritchie, Local Food Systems and Coordinator and Produce Safety Coordinator, is here. Michelle, great to see you.
Thank you.
You know what? And folks may be going, wait, all of these official names and all of these titles and what are these programs? And Michael, we're going to start with you. You are the science agent for Family and Consumer Sciences through Colorado State University Extension, El Paso County. So explain, what is Family and Consumer Sciences? Because it really is large, it encompasses a lot.
It does. And a lot of people don't realize what Family and Consumer Sciences are. So I do have three program focuses within that. My first program focus is health promotion and disease prevention. So some of the programs I provide with that program area is a minute training and diet workshop. We do dining with diabetes, so diabetes education. We do healthy cooking and nutrition education in that program area.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is. And it, the people really enjoy those classes.
Yeah.
With my workforce development program area, we focus on two things. One is a food safety certification for those that are looking for employment in the food service industry. So they come and take a two-hour class. They get certified for 2 years, allowing them to pursue different positions in the food service industry.
Okay.
And then also with that, we also do a cottage food certification, which just allows people to do in the community is to actually start their own home businesses selling certain approved cottage foods. So things like jams, jellies, baked goods.
So they're not all preserved foods, right?
They're not all preserved, right.
It's just, okay, right. Like homemade food.
Right, so it could be like nuts, coffee beans, flour. So a bunch of different things that doesn't require any kind of refrigeration are products that can be eligible for the cottage food certification.
Okay, so you do have to have a certain certification, obviously.
Correct.
For that, and then learning, and so this helps folks with that.
Yes.
Okay, so there are a lot of programs, and do the programs kind of change throughout the year, depending on the season?
It does. Like right now, we're in the middle of all our food preservation classes.
Okay.
So we're doing lots of these classes. So anything from water bath canning, which includes pickling, jam making, jelly making, intro to water bath canning, those types of classes we're doing. We're also doing some pressure classes and some salsa classes coming up here in August and September.
So if you want to learn how to make salsa, is that what you're...
Yes, yeah. So we show them how to make the salsa itself, and then we show them how to preserve it safely. Because lots of times there's a lot of recipes out there that aren't research-based recipes
right. That
people could run into some health problems if they do consume those products.
Now let's talk to you about pressure canning. A lot of folks may not be... And I'm wondering if there's kind of a trend seeing the pressure cookers, you know, the digital like pressure cookers we're kind of seeing. I have one. Raise your hand if you have one.
Right.
Am I the only one? Y'all are one. I was like, yes, I could, because I can actually cook that way. I don't cook. So trust me, CSFD is going, please, Renee, don't cook.
Don't cook.
So I'm sure like with this pressure cooking, pressure canning, is the interest kind of in that? It's kind of an entirely different world, isn't it? When you're pressure canning.
Right. Yeah. So pressure canning is really more involved. And it's really important that you get it done correctly because you can run into some things like botulism if you don't do it correctly, which people don't realize. So the class itself is 4 hours long. It does take a long time.
And this is just the intro to pressure canning, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So we show them how to pressure can, like what we could call low acid foods. So things like green beans, fruits and vegetables, meats, stews, stuff like that.
So if you've never been done pressure canning before, this is a great way. So is this class currently happening like right now?
No, or it's going to be happening probably, I think it's in October.
So it's going to be coming up soon. So if folks want to get signed up for that, then they can absolutely do it. Okay.
For sure.
It's on September 24th.
September 24th.
So,
oh, okay.
So one of the many hats I wear, this is I assist Michael with the canning classes.
Right.
And so, it comes up on September 24th.
Okay. And then we're going to tell everybody how to get registered too.
Right.
Okay. And then you also have classes coming up, Mediterranean diet and then dining with diabetes.
Yeah. So both those classes are coming up here in August and September.
Okay.
The dining with diabetes class is a series of four classes, which we talk about diabetes in general, do some diabetes education, and then we have a cooking component in which we prepare some diabetic healthy recipes.
And then the Colorado State University Extension Office in El Paso County also, you work with a lot of different like partner agencies, partner businesses, don't you? Because right. you are just throughout the community. And right. a lot of folks may not realize that, right?
Right, right. So we do hold a lot of our classes at our office, which is on 17 North Spruce. But we also go out into community and want to build partnerships with that throughout this county.
Okay.
So we work with organizations like Pikes Peak Library District, which I have a bunch of food preservation classes going on all the different...
At the PPLD?
Yes.
Okay.
All throughout the county.
And yep. What are some of the... you said food preservation classes that are going
yeah, so
because there are so many different,
right.
I mean, there is so much, Michael, it's like, oh my gosh. So right. what are some of the classes at PPLD right now?
So we're doing some pickling classes, some jam classes, some intro to water bath canning classes. And also we're doing starting in November, some Mediterranean diet classes.
Okay, perfect. And yeah. then that's not only, I mean, there's a website, right?
Folks, oh yeah, we have a website. We have okay. all the classes, not just the classes that we have at our office, but also classes that we have with some of our partner organizations.
It's all up on the Colorado State University Extension Office website, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, you also have, and again, I'm just looking at some of the stuff because, again, this is very vast information. I mean, so much courses and information that you can get. Another one is Bear Creek Nature Center and Fountain Creek Nature Center. You do work with programs with them, right?
We do. We actually just finished up with the nature centers.
Okay.
I'm doing some food preservation classes. We are looking to do some holiday jam classes in November with us, with the nature centers, both at Bear Creek and Fountain Creek.
When folks, Michael, come to you for family and consumer sciences services, what is kind of some of the biggest things you see when folks are coming in? You know, what are some of the biggest trends you're seeing in folks wanting in information they want to get classes, stuff like that?
So I see a big draw for the home preservation. A lot of people are coming back to that, what they call old type of food preservation. So
okay.
a lot of people want to learn how to safely can and dehydrate and a pressure can food item. So I'm seeing a big trend in that. I think lots of times.
Do you know what's kind of driving that shift?
I think more of the local foods push too, because people are getting a lot of food locally.
Yay.
So they have an.
Yeah.
Right?
So Michelle's like, woo, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Right.
right.
So we have a more abundance of food. We know where it's coming from. So people just want to be able to preserve that instead of having to go, you know, in the wintertime and trying to get fruits and vegetables from some other nation.
So like stock up in the summer and preserve room.
Right. Because you know
okay.
the source of your food. So.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
And what's in it.
Yeah.
Right.
And kind of seeing a lot of, like you're saying, a bigger push in local food, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Michael, I know we have not even come close to covering all of the events, classes, and stuff like that for the Family and Consumer Sciences for Colorado State University Extension Office.
Right.
So let's kind of direct them where they can go. Again, a constant rotation of courses, information available. Because the website also has an extensive amount of information, doesn't it?
It does. So we have information about all our program areas on the website, and then our current classes. If you go to our website, I'll give you here in a little bit. If you just click on the tabs and the tab with the class and workshop tab, you'll list all our current classes and classes coming up.
So, and then that's where how they get registered.
Yeah, right. You click there, and everything's online. You can't come into the office and register.
Okay.
A lot of people like to do it online.
So give them the website really quick before we have to take a news break.
So the website is elpaso.extension.colostate.edu.
Okay. And you know what? You guys are going to give that to me. So when,
yes.
when we put the podcast up, folks will be like, oh, okay.
Right.
Because that's a long website. Okay.
It is.
We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk things 4-H with Emily. That's on the way next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We are talking with the Colorado State University Extension Office, El Paso County. Director Jonathan Vrabak is here. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
Michael Lucero, Family and Consumer Science Agent, is here. Hello.
Hello.
Michelle Ritchie, Local Food Systems Coordinator, Produce Safety Coordinator, is here.
Hello.
And Emily Tobler.
Yes.
Love it. 4-H Youth Development Director and also Livestock. Hello, Emily.
Hello. Good morning.
So glad to see you here. So everybody knows what 4-H is.
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully.
How extensive 4-H is sometimes is lost, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
They like to focus a lot on the livestock, but 4-H has so many more components to it than just livestock.
So let's talk about 4-H exactly. For those that may not know what 4-H is, let's talk about kind of an overall description of 4-H. It is an incredible program in our community.
Exactly. And it really provides young people, but learning by doing. So they do a lot of hands-on projects in different areas like agriculture, health, science, and civic engagement.
Wow.
Yes. So they have quite a few areas to pick from. And then they receive guidance from adult mentors, which we call club leaders. And so they have adults there to help them and guide them in their projects as they continue their educational growth.
Now, are most of the programs with 4-H, are they free to families and kids in the community, or some of them not?
Usually there's an enrollment fee that you pay at the beginning of the year, which is $40. But then after that,
that's nothing really.
Yeah. That's for the whole year.
Right.
And then going forward, from there on, it's usually you're attending meetings and maybe supplies for things that you're doing, but a lot of the educational aspects are free.
Now, there's different age groups, like we kind of touched on, but different age groups. So what are some of the big age groups for the different programs? Because I'm sure, I mean, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Emily, but let's just go ahead and talk livestock, because that is your program.
Yes.
So does the livestock program start much younger and go all the way up? Because, you know, usually with the livestock program, if you go out to a 4-H event, the fair, you see the older kids.
Yes. Well, we actually have a Clover Buds program. There we go. That's a mouthful. That is 5 to 7. And so they have different activities for those younger kids, and they're geared towards all over. You don't have to be just livestock. But then when you become full members, that's going to be from 8 to 18, and they're divided into 3 different categories. You have your juniors, your intermediates, and your seniors, and that's for all the projects. So that's a pretty broad kind of spectrum that goes through all of the projects.
So there are programs for younger kids if they want to.
Yes, yeah. All the way to 5.
So let's talk, I know we kind of touched on some of the other programs, but like horses. So is that
So horse shows, we do clinics, demonstrations, horse judging team. In fact, we have a horse judging juniors team that went up to state and did really well this year. And so we have hippology as well, which is understanding the science. And it's really intensive, but it's an awesome experience. Those kids really get to know the science behind the animals and the education components.
Yeah, because once you know horses, it's quite incredible, right?
Yes.
Okay, now I see dogs. I love dogs. Who doesn't love dogs, right? So
is this like
showing dogs or raising dogs? Or
It's all of the above.
Okay.
So it's showing dogs. They have the Canine Good Citizen test, which is through AKC. We also do that in our program here in El Paso County. And a lot of kids do have dogs. And if you're wanting to do some training, we have everything from agility, obedience. We have rally, which is a really cool event as well.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of different things that they can go do in the dog project and be really well rounded and have the support in the community of other kids and that kind of thing. So it's another really cool activity, and a lot of kids own dogs. So anyone can really be in 4-H. You don't have to own just livestock.
Right. And then let's talk robotics really quick, because I know Jonathan was like, we got to talk about robotics too, because it's such a big important aspect, isn't it?
It is.
To have the robotics program now.
Yes.
In 4-H, I mean, it's big, isn't it?
It's huge, and it's growing every time. And there's, you know, a kid came into the office the other day, and he's awesome at Lego, so his mom's enrolling him in robotics so he can actually utilize that skill and continue to grow upon it. And the kid is super excited because Legos is his life. And so
That's perfect. Robotics is perfect. Next transition
into that. And so it's really a neat experience that they get to have when we also do like the STEM projects, which is more science geared.
So now, you know, parents may be listening, and this goes all year, right? All school year and summer, there are different 4-H programs that they can get involved in.
So
right?
Enrollment, our year begins in October.
So enrollment is happening right now?
Yeah. October 16th is when it's going to open.
Okay.
And then they can, if they're a new family, they can enroll all the way up to May 1st is the deadline.
Okay.
If they're a returning family, we usually cut it off around December.
But it's best not to wait until that.
Yes.
Because I'm sure the
spots can go pretty quickly, right? Is there a limited amount of spots for each program, or?
Sometimes the club leaders will fill up spots, like they can only take so many kids. So there definitely is an advantage to signing up earlier so you have the full year to participate and be involved. It's kind of hard when you come in mid-season.
Oh, yeah. So get signed up now.
Yes.
And you can enroll on the website, right? So it doesn't open up again until October, right?
But, yeah, October 16th is when they can start enrolling, and it's all through the website. And also you can reach out to our extension office, and we have a welcome packet, instructions, that kind of thing. We're there to help everyone get enrolled.
But the other thing that folks may not think about with the 4-H program, it's not just about, of course, skill development for the kids and stuff like that. There are some other big benefits to this, aren't there? I mean, you're looking at possibly even scholarship opportunities, correct?
Yes.
I mean, this really being having your child involved, being involved in the 4-H program could mean some big benefits.
Exactly. We have scholarships going through our advisory committees, through our foundation, tons of scholarships on a state level, county level, even a national level. So scholarships is a huge benefit to in order to help get them to that next level when it comes to college and financing that.
Plus, it looks great.
It looks great on resumes.
When you're applying for schools and stuff like that, I mean, it looks really good.
And the leadership qualities that these kids gain at such a young age, a lot of times our projects, they're doing interviews, they're doing demonstrations in front of people. There's so much to it that you don't always understand until you really get into the program, but it really builds the life skills and the career skills that parents are looking for their kids.
Right.
So they have that going forward. And so when I see these 4-H'ers graduating from high school, they're just, their skill set, it's provided them. It's not just the experience, but the skill set that they get to take to the next level.
Right. And you guess what? And so much employers right now are going, wait, they don't have the skills. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
And they need these skills going forward.
Yes.
And I know that, of course, 4-H is involved with so many different programs as well in the community. Like, we just got done with the El Paso County Fair.
Yes.
Big part of the fair.
That's a big highlight, especially for our livestock kids. Yeah. They work hard all year. I mean, they're out there every day, rain or shine, taking care of these animals, fitting these animals, learning all about health, attending clinics. They take so much time out of their schedule and devote so much into these animals. And it's amazing to see this group of hardworking kids be able to go and take these animals to county fair and showcase their work that they've been doing all year. So it's a great event. It's a highlight event. And especially even for our family and consumer science. So we have our cake decorating. We have our shooting sports awards there as well. We have everything from leatherworking, photography. Another thing that would be very beneficial because we're in Colorado is we have an outdoor adventures unit as well that kids can take advantage of. So there's so many things that the kids can do at county fair as well.
And then some other big events that are coming up. Okay, I hate to do this, but we still have so much more to talk about. Emily, how can they get information about 4-H again, all the programs we're talking about enrolling? Because again, some parents may be going, I need this for my child, right? I mean, it's, you know, how do I get signed up?
So there's a couple different ways you can go about. You can go to our website. We have a 4-H link, and then we have new 4-H families. They can easily click, and it goes through, and it gives them step-by-step instructions. In addition to that, we also have a phone number, and it is a 719 area code 520-7690, and they can give us a call at any time, leave a message, and we can get that new family packet out to them and help them get enrolled.
Fantastic. Can adults enroll, too?
As volunteers.
I'm sure there's adults going, wait, but how do I get involved, right? I'm sure you'd have them try all the time. Okay, we do have to take a break. We're going to come back with more. Colorado State University Extension Office from El Paso County next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Okay, we are in the go crunch time. I hate to say it. Michelle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Because we have so much to talk about. Michelle Ritchie, she's the local food systems coordinator and produce safety coordinator, Colorado State University Extension, El Paso County office. It is great to see you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Okay, so talk about your program.
Okay, so I am a program coordinator instead of an agent. But what I do is I bring in classes for the county that are pretty much farm business related. I'm not going to tell a farmer how to grow a carrot, but I can gather the resources to help them figure out how to write a business plan or get in touch with some of the agricultural funding that
resources
they may need.
Resources.
And so I'm like the expert, gather people together to get the information that we need to get out.
And I think folks might be surprised about the amount of these resources and maybe farmers, ags in our area. There's quite a bit.
Absolutely. And the 2017 agricultural census just came out. And in our county, we actually grew in the number of new farmers in the area.
Wow, that's great.
And also the number of female farmers. They are for the first time leading the charge on managing farms and owning farms.
Now, isn't that great? In fact, there is a, that everybody needs to be aware of there is an upcoming farm business class, isn't there, for female farmers or
there
female, is it just farmers or ranchers or
farmers,
any of
ranchers,
the ranchers?
Okay. Anybody who's wanting to get into the agricultural business, farming and ranching, We're not picky. We love them all.
Yeah.
And so I was here before talking about Annie's project. Well, we're doing that project again this fall, and we're going to have classes specifically for women in the classroom. And what we do is we bring in speakers who are going to be able to talk to them about insurance, about reading crop soil reports, and how to market your produce or your animal product,
right,
your meat product.
Connecting with different distributors, right? Right. Stuff
and then
like
the
that.
Other big thing about that is, since it is female-focused, then people in the class are all females. We developed this great network for the ladies in the area. And so they're able to not only network with each other, but also then with the experts that I'll bring in that they can talk to, because it'll be an ongoing relationship for
them. Annie's project.
Right.
Okay. So when is that this kicking off this fall?
It's probably going to be wrapping up, so finishing by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I don't have the date set yet. I'm still lining up the speakers and getting the promotional materials together. But my target is to finish before Thanksgiving.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But and that's just when if folks want to apply for Annie's project, they go to the website, right?
They'll go to the website, and there'll be a way for them to sign up for it when it goes live. Or they can call, my number is 520-7676, and I can get them on my list to make sure I send them an email to get them notified when that class is going to be coming up.
Perfect. Okay, and then there's other workshops and classes, right?
Right.
To help not just female
right.
farmers, but I mean beginning farmers. Like you're saying, we're seeing an increase
definitely.
In El Paso County, in ranching, in ag,
definitely.
In farming.
Yeah, and so I have other classes. So other classes that I've done in the past that have been very popular and I've been asked to do them again is one on agritourism.
Okay.
So that's an agricultural business who brings people out to their farm or their place, and they do maybe a farm dinner or a pumpkin patch. Those are examples of
a corn maze.
Agribusiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I've done one with that, and I'm great at partnering with like Colorado Department of Ag and our CSU team up at campus, and I'll have experts in that field come in and talk about what the rules are, how to do it, and what you should look at, and what really it is, because, you know, some people go, oh, that's agritourism. I had no idea. But it's a great extra income stream
for
our
these,
farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, by the way, Colorado State University, ags.
Aggies. Yeah, yeah, we
are. How it started, see? I'm just putting it out there.
We are the agricultural college
That's
for the
right.
state.
So. Yes, we're the Rams, but we're also the Aggies.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, also, I'm sure, of course, running a farm, running a ranch, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But, of course, tax stuff and
oh, yeah.
some of the business background is not there, probably, number one, for like I'm a farmer.
Right.
And I'm an expert at taxes, right? I'm
right.
sure that's a question you get a lot.
Oh, yeah. So I, since I've been brought on staff, I have brought in each year around tax season time an agricultural economist to talk, and his specialty is taxes.
Okay.
And so we sit in the classroom and we talk with the farmers about how to arrange their taxes so that they're getting the most benefit being a farmer with their taxes.
That's incredible.
And I'll be doing that again this March.
Okay.
March 2020.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get them ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Be
so let's give all the, because again, there is so much information out there. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It is that time of year, isn't it?
It is. Colorado peaches.
It is Colorado. Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. Antelope and peaches.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a peach sale, right?
It is a peach sale. So I have a farmer that is on the Western Slope. So they're Western Slope peaches.
Yummy.
And
I'm just dreaming, right?
He tells me that our office is the only reason he comes down to this area. He's known more up north and on the Western Slope, but he delivers a truckload of peaches to us. And we have them on sale, and you can reach those on our website as well that
okay.
you're going to be posting for people
yeah.
to see.
Well, okay. yeah, you guys are going to give it to me, and when we put up the podcast, we'll make sure that the website
okay.
is up there so people can
okay.
get to it.
So the lovely thing about this partnership is that he's actually picking those peaches right before they're going in the box, and you are getting a peach straight from the farm. It's an organic peach, and we're selling them. And since I help Michael with the food preservation
yeah.
classes, and we're the only reason he comes here, we sell them in bigger quantities. So you can buy either a 10-pound case of these peaches or a 20-pound case of those peaches.
And then can them.
And then can them. And so Michael and I have developed a class
yeah.
That then tells you all the different things you can do to preserve these peaches.
That's fantastic. And the sale is going on when?
It's going on right now.
Right now. Yep. Okay. And so get your peaches.
Sign up for the class. And sign up for the class. That is perfect. We have really fun things for you to taste in that class.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Well, you guys are awesome. And Jonathan, really quick before we wrap up, I know there was a couple of things you wanted to jump in as well, because we've just scratched the surface.
Right. And part of that is just to piggyback off of something that Michael had said earlier in terms of the collaborations that he's been working on. And just to let people know, with CSU, Colorado State University Extension, here in El Paso County, we're always looking for folks to collaborate with, where we have shared missions and goals, or the same kind of topic areas. So if there's interest in those kind of things,
like different organizations, or offices or businesses, stuff like that.
Yep, we're willing to collaborate with to provide programming or to expand their programming or to expand our programming. Some kind of mutually beneficial arrangement that we can make. One of the things that we're excited when we bring on our new 4-H agent here, hopefully sometime before the first of the year, we'll be able to start reaching out and collaborating with some schools for some after-school programming and school enrichment kind of opportunities and those kind of things. So we're excited about those, as well as our horticulture agent that'll be coming on in October, and the continued growth of our Master Gardener program. One of the things that we didn't mention or get to touch on is we do have, for those of you with horticulture-related questions, our Master Gardener help desk is available, and that phone number, if people need to call, is 719-520-7684.
Perfect.
So keep that in the back of your mind as well. But we really appreciate the opportunity to be here today and are excited to be serving the community here in El Paso County.
So remember, what did you call it that Colorado State University Extension was here in El Paso?
That was for our Master Gardeners helpline or help
Well,
desk.
No, what did you say about Colorado State University Extension in general? It's like the unknown.
Sometimes we're the best kept secret of the university, and we don't want to be that anymore. Right. So we definitely want people to know that we're out there and we're trying to help the citizens of El Paso County address any kind of issues or emerging topics they might have.
Absolutely. So, reach out. Okay, Jonathan, Michael, Emily, Michelle, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Truly appreciate you guys being here. And I know we covered a lot of information. If you missed any of it, podcast will be up later this morning, KRDO.com. Look under the radio tab and click on podcast. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Extra Business Edition, KRDO News Radio.